Can we fix gerrymandering? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. A recent New York Times editorial argues yes, and in support makes these points. First, thanks to sophisticated computer software, gerrymandering, drawing the lines on electoral maps to achieve a specific result, has become both extremely sophisticated and extremely accurate. Second, the number of competitive congressional seats, 34% in 1996, over time has plummeted to 8% as of 2024. And after Texas's recent gerrymander and California's potential response and other states following Texas in the 2026 election, over 95% of congressional seats will have been decided before any votes are cast. Gerrymanders mean that elections are, as a practical matter, decided in a state's primary, a party primary, which traditionally has low turnout and where the most extreme candidate often wins. The Times ultimately argues for independent state commissions, responsible for drawing fair maps that reflect the will of the voters. 20, mostly blue and purple states, already have such commissions, but 30 other states don't. The newspaper's conclusion? Gerrymandering has a 200-year history and has been engaged in by both parties. But it is a form of cheating that disconnects political power from the will of the voters. And it is preventable. To which we add these words, at least in theory. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.